to run this heat getting this morning, so hopefully people will be able to cover me. I declined to go out in a cold, miserable shed this morning, so I'm up here in the relative comfort of the shed. Using the heat get to you, 16 rather than 100, a little bit of help from an amplifier. Now I'm putting back 310, G3YH, G3XGW.
G3XGW, G3YH, radio 59059 here on my DX60, and it sounds like a very nice signal. I don't believe I've heard your DX60 before. That may not be the case, but it sounds fine. I knew it was different. I knew it wasn't a DX100, and I absolutely don't blame you for disappearing outside of the shed this morning. Grey, overcast, damp after what feels like 30 hours of rain here. The thunder and lightning missed us, so I heard the crashes and bangs on the radio, but nothing came here, but plenty of rain, for which we're grateful, actually. It's a minute ago, according to my inaccurate chronometer, so I'll keep on for it. Looking forward to this net this morning, and thank you, Keith, for being willing to pick up the cutter. I found before when I was running both the pre-net and the special net and the formal net, as it were, that actually it gets quite hard. And after it approaches 3 hours by the time it's finished, and in terms of concentrating for that period of time, it's quite tough. So I am grateful for you for being willing to dive in. And if it's a reason to get your DX60 onto the net, then that's absolutely perfect. Right, I'm at 7:30, so I'm going to give it back to you, Keith, and you can start proceedings. G3XGW, G3YH.
I think with a 1154, 1155 net, and we've got 19 set nets and QRP nets, so a number of different sort of specialist occasions really to put on particular type of equipment. So I'm not sure how many we're going to get this morning. I suspect we've got two DX100s already, so I thought the DX50 would perhaps make a bit of a change as well. Right, well, my name is Keith, for anyone who doesn't know me. The QTH here is just south of Evesham in Worcestershire. And running a DX60, which is actually an American-built DX60. So it has to be used with a 120-volt transformer. It's having a little bit of help from a linear amplifier. Antenna's a doublet, about 25 feet. So without further ado, let's see who we've got on this morning. This is G3XGW listening for Ether Heathkit.
Number 7, Delta,
Victor, Foxtrot 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie.
G4 Echo, Juliet, Mike.
Three stations and one that is typically at a call time with just a phase distortion. So I've got MRTV6, obviously already got G3YYH, G3ASV, good morning to you, Pete, and F4ASV, good morning to you, Ian. So what's another station there?
Echo, Juliet Mike, G4DJM.
G4DJM, morning to you, Mike. Any other stations want to air their heat equipment this morning? G3XGW. We're starting off with a very small net, but there may be other joiners, and I shall leave for this certainly. Incidentally, this DX60 is actually slightly modified. in that I've converted the translator to a VFO, so you can keep an eye on the frequency. One of these days I shall put it back as original. Anyway, let's kick it off and see what we've got. And I was wondering whether to do a color competition, but that might be a bit too far. M1 PVC, G3, Tony was the first one I put on my list. G3YYH, G3XGW.
Well, thanks, Keith. G3XGW in the group, G3YYH. Well, of course, this is my GX100, and I'm using the HRO, which is all that I do have, an SDR turned on, and my RA17 is warm and on standby, so I have a choice of receivers, but the GX100 is the transmitter of choice this morning, of course. My GX100 came from F4BSC, and all I've had to do to it in that time, so it's touching wood, is to remove some hump capacitors, to respray the cabinet, and it's now resprayed, I regret to say, in the colour of my first Mini, which is a sort of sea green colour, a light sea green colour, in case polished the panel, and that's sort out relays for transmit, etc. But it was my first little foray into getting things going, and the team touching actually it, and my main memory, I guess, is to get a while behind that screen with my microphone preamplifier to remove 200 and good introduction into when you're using this with 5 elbows. Your plus 10 on the DX60, I've reached across the RPG of the momentum, but that's very well. I do a lot of the camera to get the fire. Alright, keep it moving. Back to you, Keith. G3XGW.
Bring the carrier down a little, just a tad high. Okay, good morning, gentlemen. And,
Keith, I did hear a very weak TBI call in, so Stuart is there somewhere in the background if he's still listening. So you might like to try him or add him to your list. And, both Keith and Tony, you're both 15/9 here. Your DX60 sounding good, and your DX100, Tony, obviously sounding good.
And I would add that I'm on a DX100, a DX100U, which I believe Tony's is the U, because the DX100, as you know, is basically the American one. It'd be interesting to see if any of those crawl out of the woodwork, because I've only ever seen one in this country, and that was at Luton Rally, and I missed it. But
2 years later,
I managed to find a DX100, and the deal was buy one, get one free. So I actually came away with a car rather loaded down with two DX100s at a fairly giveaway price, because the guy just didn't want to take them back home, and very interesting, because the one that I'm using was at that time when I bought it modified for pirate radio on the medium wave band. Somebody had been in there and they'd seriously reworked some of the inductors, and they had stuck labels all over the front panel for the new settings on the controls, and it looked a bit of a basket case, but it did have the original KT88s in it, which were GEC ones, which tested good on the valve tester. I mention that because what I actually did is I pulled both of them totally apart, and I built this one out of the two. So it's been totally rebuilt with a lot of modifications to it, solid state supplies, etc., and I've talked about those before, so I won't bore you. But of course, having the two, I was able to replace the inductors that had been modified with the ones out of the other set. I've since taken the KT88s out, and I have 807s, Mallard equivalents of 807s, plugged in on adapter sockets. I made no other changes, and it's worked perfectly ever since. I do have another DX100U, which again I totally rebuilt, and I put 807s in it from the word go on the modulator, and I altered the modulator tappings to 7K, which they should be, whereas they're 5K on this, and it makes no audible difference and no difference on the equipment that I can see, so there you go. But so that is a tip. Don't look for KT88s, KT66s, EL34s, probably 6L6s, and certainly, well, no doubt 6L6s, because they're 807s, basically, and they all work very well. So, anyway, keep it going round. Back to you, Keith. G3 XTWs, M1 PVC.
Yeah, 94, M1 PVC, G3 XTW. I wonder if you were, I just see if Stuart there, G0 TBI, you about Stuart, G3 XGW? All quiet here at the moment. Yeah, time for, anyway, 25 over 9. And the usual excellent signal from the DX100, sounds very nice indeed. And, yeah, interesting. Yours is the second one I've come across, or your original source was the second one I've come across that had been converted to some sort of medium wave transmitter. I think Justin has one as well. So maybe that was a popular choice if you wanted to do a bit of pirate radio. Incidentally, I should have given Tony a report. You were 10 over 9. No, you were 20 over 9 on peaks, Tony. So conditions seem very nice this morning. Okay, let's push it on around. G7DXV. Pete, I wonder if you'd like to make a transmission. G3XGW with the Billy Mars Heathkit net.
G7DXV. Yes, good morning, Keith. Just check the dials. I think everything's rolling away. Good morning for any listeners on this Heathkit Net. I think this is the first one I've ever been on. I don't know if it's the first one that V-Miles have held, but anyway, I'm on a Heathkit 100, a DX100U. As nature intended, except for the caps on the mic input, which have been altered. But other than that, it's fairly standard. I actually acquired this from Roger, G3VKM. He was selling it. It was a silent key sale, and it's actually my third DX100. When I got it home, I checked it out, and everything seemed to be okay, and I had it switched on for about half an hour, and then all the main switch in the house tripped out. So anyway, it was down to the mains filtering in the DX100, and so with that, and I think I had to change a couple of resistors, and that was about it really. And it's been fine ever since. The previous one I had that G3YYH Tony has got now came from G0FGX Bob McCready, who's the presenter on TX Factor, and also does he's a presenter on Radio Plymouth. So that came from him. And the one before that came from a V-Miles auction, and I disposed of that to another V-Miles member, and I can't remember his call sign now. But anyway, I've only heard it on air once, so I don't know if he's still got it. No, I think maybe Martin's got it. M0MGA now. I'm not 100% certain. I've also got here a DX40, which I did get going. And then the mains transformer cooked up, and I did eventually find a replacement mains transformer, but I've not done anything with it. It's sitting on a shelf somewhere. I'll have to dig it out and get it going. And also here I've got a Heathkit SB200 linear amplifier. I'm not using it today, but I acquired that a couple of years ago, and I do use that occasionally on... what do I use it on? The 19 set, and I've used it on the on Klansman gear as well, just to boost up the power a bit. Lovely day here in Brittany this morning. And the microphone, by the way, is the D104, much favoured by all sorts of people. Reports, Pete, G7DXV. Well, if you're only running a few watts, you were 5 and 6 to 5 and 7 with me. Tony, you're 5 and 8 to 5 and 9. Paul is 15 over 9. And Keith, on your DX60, 5 and 8 to 5 and 9. I didn't hear Stuart, but I did hear Mike, EJM, who's quite strong with me. Back to you then, Keith. G3XGW from F4VSC.
G3YJO.
Was it something I said?
I think so. G3XGW, there, Keith, M1PVC.
More likely he's kid magic smoke. Let's give him a minute or two. Roger Stewart.
Morning, Stewart. You're on good line here.
I will give Keith a minute, and if he doesn't return in, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 seconds, then perhaps I'll pick it up.
I think you'd better pick it up, Tony. We risk losing the frequency.
Yes, fine. There is somebody trying to pull in. A bit of a carrier keeps appearing and disappearing, and occasionally I've heard snatches of a very low level modulation. So I do suspect that is Keith trying to join. But anyway, let's proceed. Keith, if you're listening and you're going to rejoin, then of course dive in at any time, please. I'll go back a couple of reports and then call in the three stations I think afterwards that I have. With Paul, your plus 20 on your DX100, you. Pete, on your command here in Cheyenne, actually pretty quite nice, plus 5 here, plus 5. I'd be interested to know more about those rigs when we get round to you again. Power, etc. In France, you're plus 10, and I'm glad you've got sunshine, so see, thank you. We'll now move it over to G4EJM, Mike. G4, acknowledge G0TBI and G3YJO, and I'm also just the space that falls after G4EJM, if anybody else wants to join. So, Golf 4, Echo Juliet, Mike, Golf 3, Yankee Hotel.
Oh, carrier was there again. I'll give some light. I'll get some more carrier. Nothing good. Okay. Perhaps you haven't got the shilling for the meter.
Anyway, morning.
Morning, sorry. Heat gets illness and others. Listeners from Mike in Stoke-on-Trent, or close to Stoke-on-Trent, where it's raining and overcast and cloudy and not too bad, it's not cold. The rain's been very welcome for the gardens, it's all. You're all getting very, very dry.
Anyway, this is Heathkit DX100U, which I've had for probably 25 years at least, and the receiver I'm using is an RCA, AR8516L,
which is a single, double, and a triple superette, depending which band you're on with it.
Yeah, it was a four-way horizontal loop tuned by a Z-branch.
The issue of my DX100 is that I spotted this in a car boot sale. I'm trying to remember now. And the guy that it was selling, with some other equipment as well, was I actually knew. And his neighbour owned this transmitter, who I also knew. And I can't remember his call sign, it's such a long time ago now.
But it becomes silent key and the
local band up and all this stuff, you know. It wasn't in great condition and it wasn't working. But it didn't take too long to get going. The usual jobs, as you mentioned, about the caps and things on the ECC83 mic amp. The cathode decouplers and the coupling caps. I changed my 2.01s. Modulation transformer. Oh no, it wasn't this one. The driver transformer was faulty in it. And I got one from
from the States for it,
which has cost me £14, if I remember right. That wasn't too bad. Nothing bad, Vic. The paint's come off the front panel around the anode switch and the main switches. It's a really unusual colour, that, and
so I haven't bothered to try and touch it up. I've just left it as it is.
It's not too bad.
It certainly works okay.
Reports, Keith was an S9 with me on his DX60, and Steve said he thought it was delivered to November, those, by the way. I thought he might have come on this morning with it, but he's obviously not available. Paul, pin in the needle here, Paul, 20 over 9 plus, you know. And it always sounds great, yours does. The phone at this end, by the way. P27DXV, the Cheyenne and Comanche setup, and I'm not familiar with those, you might describe them to us a bit. My Brighton S7 with me. It's QSB on everyone, with the exception of you, Paul. And Tony YYH, who's also very, very strong here, Tony. And all sounding good as well, of course. I say to Ian, up and down, down to about a 3, but around a pretty standard rate on average, you know. And I remember now, the main filter capacitors in mine were duff as well. I had to chop them off, and I think it's a common thing. And as is the DX40 main transformer, by the way, the DX40 main transformers, it's fairly common to have those going faulty. Howard Stewart called in. When Keith called him in, I could hear the carrier. It was very, very weak. And then when Keith came back and said he didn't hear anybody, the carrier, weak carrier, was beating with Keith. So I guess that was you, Stewart. Of course, you're very strong now. So I don't know what you were running then. But you were heard in Stoke, but no mod. And G3YJO, Tony, Martin, you were pinning the needle here as well, as were you, Alan, when you called in. So that's about... and you mentioned changing the modulator of RS for 807s, Paul. I don't know where you get your bases from for 807s, are they available anywhere? I don't know where I've got any anywhere, but... I wasn't thinking about this the other day, building another transmitter, and thought I might use 807, and I thought I'll need some bases. So that's about it. Okay, that's it from Stoke. This is G4 Echo Juliet Mike. Passing it back to G3XGW if you're back, Keith. If not, to you, Tony. G4 EJM, stand by.
W8TBG.
Okay, let's see if we're back on. Yeah, we seem to be. Good morning to you, Mervyn, you and the other station. Well, apologies for that. I actually knocked the aerial, one of the aerial connections off whilst reaching for the aerial changeover switch. It took me a while to figure out what was going on. So, apologies for that. Anyway, nice signal from you. I couldn't understand for a while. You were only about a 7, you see, Mike. And good morning to you, of course. And I thought, hang on, there's something strange here. Mike should be louder than that. And that's when I twigged that something had happened to the aerial. So nice transmission from you, Mike. there was another station, obviously. I did hear Stuart call in, so I'll put it to Stuart in a moment. And also, I've obviously heard Mervyn call in. So hopefully we're back online. Let me try putting it to Mervyn. GW8TBG, G3XGW.
Yes, thank you, Keith, for G3XGW, GW8TBG. And good morning to others on the net. I've not heard everybody. I heard Pete, G7DXV, on his Comanche receiver and Cheyenne transmitter. Sounds very nice. Very nice punchy audio on it, and no problems at all copying feet. Very rare pieces of equipment at this side of the pond. As you said, you were probably the only one operating that equipment, and possibly owning it. I heard Ian, 5 and 8 Ian, and Tony G3YY8 59 plus, and Mike, you know, the same 59 plus, no problems, very strong signals, and Keith on your DX60, very good. 20 over 9 with me, Keith. Also using Heathkit equipment. I tried to put a complete Heathkit station on here this morning. The transmitter is at DX100. The receiver is Heathkit RA1 with a GD125Q multiplier linked into it. And it's all been monitored by an SP610 monitor scope into a power meter, which is HM102, 200 watts or 2 kilowatt power Heathkit power meter. And the microphone is a static D104. I've yet to find a Heathkit microphone. Anyway, that's the setup. I also have a DX4 here, but I won't have the time to put that on this morning. I can only make this transmission. I've got a SCED on another frequency as well this morning. And the DX100 came from Howarth GW3TMP, was located up at North Wales, and it was in very nice condition when I had it, and all I've done to it is some cosmetic to the carbonate and the usual preventative maintenance. Other than that, it's all original, with original KD88s in it. And by the way, while I mentioned Howarth, he's still got his LG300 up for sale as of Thursday evening when I spoke to him on the phone. Anyway, put that little quip in. It's not been sold, as I think some people are under the impression. Okay. Put it back to you, Keith. Thanks for letting me in. I love this. My only transmission. So I've got to get off. So I just thought I'd put the Heathkit station on the air this morning. G3SGW. GW8TBG.
GW8TBG, G3XGW, yes, I'm, wow, that's really excellent to put up the whole station in Heathkit. That's very impressive. And RA1 and all the other gear as well. Anyway, your lovely signal, 20 over 9, and looks very nice actually. I was also listening on an SDR receiver. Nicely controlled, the bandwidth actually, only about 3.5 kc, some of them can be quite wide. But it sounds excellent, so thanks for coming on. Right, let's have another go with Stuart. G0TBI, are you there, Stuart? G3XGW with the Heathkit net.
G3XGW, G0TBI, returning, hopefully. Excuse me, making a transmission. Yeah, as I say, I've tried a few times, but not sure what the problem was. Probably lack of use. In the end, I ended up rattling all the switches on the front, back and forward, back to the settings where they were, and then suddenly, you guys started to hear me. So whether or not it's lack of use of the transmitter, it's not been on for a year or two, has it? And this particular Heathkit DX100U came from also another Cheltenham Club member, Tony G3YNT, and that was probably about 8 to 10 years ago. So it doesn't seem much action. The receiver this morning is the Raycal RA17. I was in the throes of switching on the KW Vanguard, thinking that's the only thing I've got here in the kitchen to come off in the classic manner, but eventually it started to work. Anyway, I'll give some reports and then I'll hand it back to you, Keith. Okay, on the antenna mishap this morning. I'm often having those. G3XGW, these aren't in particular order, by the way. G3XGW 5 and 8, DXV 5 and 8, PVC 5 and 9, ENVSC 5 and 8, Tony YYH 5 and 9 plus, Mike EJM 5 and 9 plus, Martin YJO 5 and 9, and Mervyn GWOTBG 5 and 8 with a little bit of QSV, Mervyn. So that's the result of the jury here in Kimber. So I'll pass it back to you, Peter. It does take me at least 1.5 seconds to switch over. I've got the animal switch to turn off, the manual correct to switch, and then the RA something to bring back in. G0TBI.
Performing fixed manual dexterity by the sound of it, and I'm a VMAR, a VMAR, a Very good. Well, you're 20 over 9, Stuart. No problem at all from up here. 100, now you've got it sorted.
G3XGW, G3YJ, very good morning to everybody, and very nice signal this morning. Everybody is Q5, Tony, Paul, EJM Mike, and Stuart, All Strength 9, and Keith, Mervyn, and Alan, All Strength 8. Those all, and sorry, also Ian, Fox 4, Victor, Sierra, Charlie, Strength 8. So nice signals this morning. On the wireless set at 62, I'm afraid not Heathkit. The nearest thing I've got is a Heathkit SB220, and I was thinking of connecting that to the 62 set just to be able to get on with Heathkit, but then actually I realised the switching was going to be a bit difficult, and it's I'm not sure it would drive it anyway, but so there is a Heathkit sitting here smiling but not participating, so on the wireless set 62 running about 5 watts at this moment. So not sure if everybody's going to be copying, so I'm going to keep it short. Nice to hear everybody on. Lovely signals, and it's a bit of a sort of gloomy sort of day. We'll be going out for breakfast, I gather. So we're going to stay on for the next long as possible. Thank you, Keith, at G3XGW, G3YJO.
G3XGW, fine. Yes, fine, Martin. Yeah, 5-9, just over the line. On the 66.
It's sounding very nice.
Right, I think I've got some bottom on my list, unless I'm mistaken.
Unless I'm missing anyone in the confusion.
So I'll just take another list and see if anybody else wants to join.
New piece kit equipment,
G3XGW1.
G8URE.
Morning, Jonathan. Write you down.
Right, would you like to go ahead? G8URE, G3XGW.
Martin, on the 62, Mervyn was plus 10 as well on his DX100 and the rest of the youth kit gear. And Jonathan on the RT320, you were actually plus 5, which I think is pretty good for a bear force 320, presuming not running more than what's in edge type power,
like 7 watts or something like that, really, isn't it, in truth?
Pretty good. And we'll get tickled. The other bit of DX, so the other bit of heat kit that I use here is an HM2140 SW1 power meter, which might think it's got a knob. That's showing, this shows, I think, about 3/4 of the free power. And it says I'm running about 75 watts at the moment, but I think that's pretty good. And we calibrate it go from there. I sort of quite like it, but. I just like the need to set the sensitivity and so on, and I'd rather it was calibrating, but that's just more crazy. But good fun so far, and I'm glad you managed to find your aerial, Keith, and rejoin us, and that was good. So I'll pass it back to you, and we'll see where we get to. So G3XGW with the group G3YYH.
G3YYH, G3SGW, fine, Tony's still holding up 20 over 9 on the peak, so working well. The danger of cockpits, you see, Tony, not that secure.
I'm going to come up on the flight before we've got the city.
To run it with a sideband adapter involved drilling a hole through the front panel right through the middle of the Heathkit logo, which I thought was sacrilege, really. But I'm pleased to say that the new front panel kind of restored it. It does work quite well. Well, it works very well, actually. And that one's got ELP in the modulator, out of interest. Right, M1TBC, G3XGW.
G3XGW, M1PVC. Keith, well, lovely conditions. Let me give reports. You're still 15 over 9 with me, Keith, on the DX60. And well done for putting that on the air, because a lot of DX100s have come out the woodwork. So congratulations to you and Pete for putting something different on, so to speak. And good to hear that. Doing a good job now that you've got it sorted as far as your connection problem went. Tony, you're 15 over 9. As I've said before, no problem. Right, the stations that came after me then, Pete, DXB. 5-9, Pete, on the Comanche and Cheyenne. We have worked on that before. And it's good to hear that on the air. Sounding very good, Pete. So I'm sure you'll look after it. And well done for having equipment like that in the shack. Ian, BSC, 10 over 9, Ian. Great signal. Mike, EJM, 15 over 9, Mike. And Mike, you might be lucky at the Dambusters rally. I picked up a whole tin of valve holders, and there are several UX5 bases in there, so if you let me know your requirements, I can probably spare some. Mervyn, GW8TBG, well, congratulations on the full station. I'm impressed. 15 over 9. I can't do that now. I had a lot of Heathkit equipment. It was mainly sideband stuff, and I moved it on to make room for other things, so I've only now got the two DX100s, and one of those is getting in the way, it's under the bench. Stuart, G0TBI, 10 over 9, Stuart.
I did hear you call in, and I did hear you when Keith brought you in, but Keith didn't. You were very weak, though, but absolutely no problem now that you've got that sorted. Martin, YJO, 10 over 9 with your 5 watts, Martin, and Jonathan, G8URE, 5-9 with me. So what I didn't say is the microphone that I use with this DX100 is a Superlux large diaphragm condenser microphone. It's the sort of studio microphone appearance. It sits in its own resilient mounting basket on a angle poise boom, and I use the bearing mixer deck to provide the phantom power, and I have actually backed off the high frequency because Ian said that the signal was quite wide. One other comment, Tony, if you need to work behind that screen, believe me, the only sensible thing to do is to take the screen out. Very easy to do. It's only fixed by two screws. There are only two tag strips bolted to it. You just undo all of those nuts and bolts, take the screen out, work to your heart's content, and put it back again. Saves a lot of fiddling. Back to you, Keith. G3 XGW M1 PVC.
PVC, G3, XGW. Yeah, I know the feeling of getting into that. The audio preamplifier stage of the DX100, I think I did the same as you, Paul. In the end, I gave up trying to poke thin pair of pliers up there. And that, of course, was to replace or to change the coupling capacitors, I seem to remember, which seems to be quite a common requirement on some of this vintage gear. I think they must have thought we must have all had very squeaky voices in those days. Anyway, very good. Let me put it back online to Pete, see if we still copy you, Pete. G7DXD, G3XGW. I went to the station now. I'm not sure whether Pete was there. Yeah, just take a listen for Pete, and then I'll just listen to another station. G7DXD, G3XGW.
Yeah.
fantastic. And yes, by all means, I'd love to see a picture of the setup there, because that must be pretty rare, I should think. I guess it would be pre-modulated or control carrier mod, I guess. With quite a short time constant, because as soon as you stop speaking, the carrier drops down to about a 7. Whereas I believe on this thing, the DX60 is quite a long time constant, so it stays up for a little bit longer. But people may correct me on that, of course. I'm not watching an S meter. But anyway, certainly getting through extremely well, and really great that you managed to acquire those two. I presume there's going to be more of them in the States, certainly nice to hear one over here. Right, let me just call in Alan, G4GEN, G3XGW.
Hi, G3XGW, G4GEN. I've just experimented with running this Harris off the battery, and it seems to be a bit less power because the battery voltage is lower than the power unit I was running it off. I wonder, how does it sound, over?
Yeah, it sounds fine, Alan, for a modern it's 20 over 9 here, so no trouble at all. So that's okay. Right, well, carry on down the list. F4VSC, if we're still copying you in, you were dropping down a bit at the end of your last over. F4VSC, G3XGW, within 60.
Yes, okay. Keith? Oh dear, it's one of those mornings. Right, quickly run through some signal reports. Yes, signals are dropping off a little bit. You're sort of 5 and 7 to 5 and 8 at the moment on your DX60. Paul is still 10 over 9. Tony was still 5 and 8 to 5 and 9. Pete on the Cheyenne transmitter was between 5 and 6, S5, S6. And readability 4 to 5. Mike, on your DX100, you are 5 and 9 with me. Mervyn, with your DX100, 5 and 8 to 5 and 9, Mervyn. Stuart, on your DX100, 5 and 9 plus 5, very strong signal. Once you manage to coax that DX100 into life. So, very good. Martin on the 62 set, I had to take a double look. I thought you were sort of plus, but in fact you were 5 and 7 to 8, so it's sounding very good. And Jonathan on your RT320, also 5 and 7 to 8. I'll push it back to you, Keith, because I know that we're running short of time. G3XGW with the Heathkit Group, F4VSC.
Very good. We're still holding up, still coming up to the 9 on the beat. No trouble. So, obviously, conditions are dropping off a bit now. Very good. Anyway, nice to hear you on this morning. Let me go down to. Who have we got next? G4EJM.
Yes, okay, Keith. G3XGW, go for Echo Juliet Mike. See my mod transformer talking back to me. few extra reports there. You were 20 plus 20, Stuart. On your last over, Ian, you dropped down to about 2 or 3, but it was Q5 all the way through. Thanks for the report. Martin, I've given you a report on the US here. Alan, S9 on the Harris. Mervyn, 20 over 9 here, Mervyn, with the full Heathgate live. Sounds great, actually. I heard Jonathan call in about the S4 for you, Jonathan, with the 320, I think it was. And Ian just called in there, poor to all you about the S7, Ian. Yeah, thanks for the offer. The 807 valve bases, Paul. It's not desperate at the moment. It's just heated dark. But it's not. Think about it.
do the project to get going. I'm wondering what you're doing, isn't it?
But thanks anyway. Valves in my in this transmitter are KT66s. They're really low out when I got it, and they're still in it now. So, you show, you know, they're one of the best transmitters. These were really, I don't know how much space they were relatively expensive, I guess. But I don't know how many of them there is left. There must have been a lot of them around. They've been great, haven't they? It's certainly one of the best ones, really. If you'd be interested, I would be interested to hear one with the original coupling cap, wouldn't it? 3800 cup or something like that, if I remember right. Oh, yeah, it's certainly a small one. And it'd be quite interesting if it was easy to get out of its box. I'd consider doing that, just to see what they sounded like. It must have been very toppy. The other piece of it you get going at the moment is HM1A2 SWR meter, and it's really nice, actually. That's all I've got, and I've had loads of it in the past, like the X40s and all sorts of things. I can't remember what they were, you know, but one thing I do remember I had was this must have been in the 70s, the SSB adapter for the DX100, which was a complicated bit of stuff. And I remember having it going, and it worked okay. That must have been late 70s, early 80s, in the 80s, I guess, you know. And it was used with the DX100. What else am I going to tell you about? Nothing much very interesting, really, so I'll put it straight back to you, I think. G3XGW. Go for Echo Drill and Mike.
I just looked at the DX100 circuit. The coupling capacitor, the original modulator, at 510 pF into half a mega, so you can work out where that's going to drop off. It's going to give you very much in the way of base, that's for sure. Anyway, you're still holding up extremely well, Mike, obviously, and you'll carry on. We're just about to get to the end of the list, I think, before the start of the main net. So, G3CBR, are you still on frequency, Stuart? G3XGW with a heat kit now.
G3XGW, G0ATBI with the heat kit net. Yeah, fine. The only two call signs I didn't give a report on were, of course, Jonathan, G8ERE, of course, 5 and 7, Jonathan, so you're having the 320, and G6TBJ, so it's portable, who I think was roughly about 5, 7 or so. And now, of course, we just heard Robin call in there. But all signals holding up with me, and all signals holding up, but I've learnt one lesson this morning about leaving equipment not powered up and running for several months, is the fact that some of these switches, it happened actually on the KW Vanguard, strangely enough, several months ago, and I tried to operate it, and I thought there's no output, there's nothing happening, and then I tapped the front of the meter, and the front of the meter burst into life, so there was output all the time, so it can be confusing. Okay, well thanks for running the net, Keith. I shall go to my in bottom shack shortly, come back up on a different radio, probably not for about 20-30 minutes. I'm going to take a shower first, get myself dressed. Anne's just got off to the hairdresser this morning, and when she comes back, we're doing some planning and preparation for tomorrow morning's NVCS at Leamington Spa, National Vintage Communications Fair, where of course we'll have the VMARs displaced and everyone to admire and look at some of the equipment on display. And I should be to man the stand, which is still a lot to do from any time for the stand. I'm not going to be there.
G3XGW, still very strong, no problem at all. just to come back on Mike's comments previously. I suspect the reason so many DX100s were still around, Mike, is that once they'd gone out of fashion, people would have moved them from the bench to underneath the bench, and then you really wouldn't want to move them again the way they are. Right, I think I've got to the... I think Mervyn said he was not going to come back on. I think I've got to the end of the Heathkit net list, shall we say, the people using Heathkit equipment. So I'm going to pass it over to Tony to kick off the VMARS net proper. I'll just take one more listening case. Any other bits of Heathkit you're desperate to come on, G3S. No, nothing heard. So I'll put it over to you, Tony, and nice to hear everybody on this morning. A small but select band. Great to hear some of the rarities as well, especially yours, Pete. Over to you, Tony. G3YYH, G3XGW.